What up? What up, Charlamagne the God, the Hood General, voice of the gutter. When I speak the streets, listen, Showtime, what's happening? Jordan, what's happening?
Man, listen, now let's talk about some things. Now, first of all, of course, you on the Breakfast Club. You got the
yes,
TV
sir.
Thing going on with the Got Cold. You done moved on up in the world.
Yeah, so, you know. Still but, a country boy at heart, though. Still monks going to South Carolina to the death of me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you started out on the radio in South Carolina, then you went up to Wendy Williams, then you on the radio in Philly for a minute. Now you're doing your thing in the Breakfast Club, man. And I definitely think you got a testimony for striving for what you want out here, man.
Listen, I've been fired four times in this radio game. I started off as an intern in 1998 in Charleston, South Carolina at Z93 Jams. And I worked at four radio stations in South Carolina. Then, like you said, I was with Wendy, then I was in Philly. So this is my seventh radio station. And I've been fired four times, man. But the crazy thing is, every time I get fired, I end up getting a better job. That's mm-hmm. what I always tell people, man. You can't quit. Like, you know, when you're passionate about something, you gotta keep going, you know? Yeah, that's my motto. Just keep going. Like, you know, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get up.
Right. So The Breakfast Club, definitely one of the hottest morning shows in the country. I ain't going to lie. I'm a fan. Donkey
Thank
of the
you.
Day.
Thank you, man. Thank
you, know,
man.
I want to do some things to Angela Yee, but, you know, that's a whole different story. You know what I mean?
We're bringing her down there soon. We're bringing her down there. So she comes to South Carolina all the time.
Yeah.
She ain't never really been to North Carolina. But
I need her in my life. I tweet her once every 90 days. She always ignore me. Eventually, my thirst is going to be quenched and she's going to reply to my tweet, man.
Listen, you got to obey your thirst. I do it all the time.
I got to.
If you see my DMs, all you see me doing is social sexual networking. You know, that's what I do.
You got to dive in. You got to dive in the DMs.
Listen. Throw something against the wall and see if it sticks.
So look, now let's talk about this. Now, you had Twitter going crazy earlier in the summer, you know, the beef with Funk Flex and the Twitter beef and all of that, man. Like, how was that for you? Because I know the climate in New York was probably crazy. Like, I can only imagine.
Nah, you know what's crazy? It looked worse than it actually was. Because mm-hmm. in the city of New York, you're at the old regime. No disrespect. I mean, that's just the old regime.
Right.
But we like the new regime. So you got a whole era of people who rock with us, who've been rocking with me since Wendy and rock with what I do on the internet and enjoy the Breakfast Club. So it was some people, you know, choosing sides, but I mean, it really was like the young cats versus the older cats with the denim shorts and the Timberlands on in the summertime. You know? It really wasn't that crazy. I mean, you know, four dudes tried to jump me in front of the radio station, but that was all a organized, structured setup.
I was gonna ask you for a drop.
Yeah. But that was an organized, structured setup by one person. That wasn't no the city of New York hates this guy. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. come on, man. I still walk around New York by myself.
So you think that was planned on their part over there on the other side?
Absolutely. I just put out that video. So what if the Funk Master Flex told the truth? And then, like, come on, 2 days later that happens? Like,
yeah.
It's not a coincidence.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what you doing in the city tonight?
I'm here. I'm going to be at the Cash Bar tonight. You know what I mean? With my man Paulie Snubnose, my man Josie Moe performing. You know, shout out my homegirl Shelly B. Shout out my dude Andy B. I'm just out here hosting. I'm going to be just drinking a lot of liquor and hoping that some of those beautiful Nubian white queens from Duke University come over and hopefully let me take advantage of them.
So look, man, the Got Cold, let's talk about that, man. How's the show going?
Got Cold is great. You know, it's the highest rated show in MTV2 history. It comes on every Tuesday night at 11 p.m., but now it comes on every Monday night at 11:30 on MTV, on regular MTV.
Mm.
Regular MTV has picked it up also. So, you know, we're on season two of that, and, you know, we got another season coming. You know, me and Little Duval, we got a show coming on MTV.
Mm.
I'm going to be on, you know, La La's Full Court Life season three. I'm going to be on that.
Yeah, you caught a lot of flack from that. The fella said you was giving the game away.
But you know what's crazy? I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Like, when I'm around La La and Melo, I clown them about that anyway. I always make jokes about the assistant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it just looked worse on TV. It just looked on TV like I was throwing salt in the game. But come on, man, I follow Guy Code. I would never do that.
Well, definitely, man. Well, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure getting to speak to you, man. You know, we've both been in this game, this radio game, for a minute. We follow each other on Twitter. This is the first time we actually got to speak, man. So, you know, it's definitely a pleasure, man. Much success. I've been seeing your moves and seeing you do your thing, man. I salute you for doing what you do, homie.
Hey, thank you, man. Carolina's all day. You got to come out tonight, man. Take some shots with me or something, man.
For sure. I'm there. Drinks on you. Patron shots all night.
Let's do it. And I know you know what it takes. That I want to suck a fart out of chick butt. I want all the girls in dorm to know one thing tonight. I'm trying to see what that mouth do, though.
Charlamagne, thank you, sir. I salute you.
All right, Showtime. Peace.